Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
You know, if you're caring for a loved one who may be fighting an illness, we have to be, you know, you have to be careful. We don't want you to put your own health at risk. With the baby boomer generation reaching age 65, there's a growing number of Americans, I think the number's about 42 million or so, caring for someone who is ill, disabled, or aged. And while being a caregiver may be rewarding, it is often time-consuming and stressful. A recent survey revealed that caregivers were more likely to rate themselves in poor health compared to non-caregivers. Dr. Paul Reyes from Ask the Pharmacist is with me today, and he offers important tips to help caregivers stay on top of their own health. Dr. Reyes, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks for having me on there, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. This is really, this is important, right? We don't really think about the caregiver enough, do we? So how do you think caregivers are neglecting their health? Is it the stress that's self because they're trying to take care of somebody, or are they just so involved in that person that they're just not taking care of their own basics, or a combination?
Yeah, I think it's that combination. There's that duality that, you know, even of themselves, they tend to give, and they put others in front of themselves. And so that's why they oftentimes, when asked, when we went through the trouble of surveying them, they had poor health. They responded to being more unhappy. And what bothers me as a pharmacist is we found out they were less likely to adhere to their antidepressant medications than we would see in the non-caregiver population. So when we start seeing those things, and as you brought up, we have a number of baby boomers now, we're getting more and more every day, that ultimately this is going to become a serious problem for this country because caregivers are essential for our current healthcare situation.
Right. Are there certain caregivers who are at more risk than other caregivers? You know, like, for instance, if somebody is taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's, does that person tend to seem to be a little bit less healthy than somebody who might be taking care of somebody with a cancer or heart disease or something?
Well, what we're seeing is how well that caregiver can manage their own health first. And that really is the key to making sure that they're taking care of their own health. You know, if the caregiver themselves has a very complicated condition, it makes it more difficult for them to stay on top of their own condition before taking care of that other. But as you pointed out, sometimes the patient you're helping, if it is Alzheimer's, can be a very all-consuming right. event. And that's why we oftentimes recommend that caregiver needs to, and that's something that I don't know is happening based on the data we saw, think of themselves first going, okay, how am I going to make sure, and it could be as simple as, before I lay out that person's medications for the day, let me lay out mine and make sure I'm taking mine first.
That's a good tip. So we're gonna get into some other tips. I think, you know, I want to mention something, though. Something came to my mind when we were talking about Alzheimer's. Are more and more groups, like there are Alzheimer's associations, there's certain, you know, breast cancers associations. Are you starting to see those types of groups reach out to the caregiver more, and maybe they just can go search out those types of help from those organizations? Are you seeing that more?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, we're recognizing the great value that's in support. And I think that's something that didn't exist even a few years ago. The technologies are now available to put in the hand, literally in the hands of that caregiver. So whether it's a smartphone or whether it's a computer, you know, they oftentimes can reach out and find out, okay, in my area, who can help me with the situation I'm in, whether that be Alzheimer's or whether it be some other condition that you're trying to help someone with. You know, it's great to know that you're not alone. And people have walked down that path before, so oftentimes, you know, avoiding that learning curve and just going to the information that's out there, you can save yourself a lot of problems.
You know, so let's talk about some of the tips, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that you could help. You know, I know for a fact, Dr. Reyes, that there are people listening right now that are taking care of somebody, right? We know that. So let's put together, you know, some real practical things they can do every day that would help them to take better care of themselves. I like that first one you already mentioned, right? Just, you know, maybe think about yourself first, just for a moment. Make sure you got your medications laid out, and then you can take care of somebody else. So what are some other things that you could tell my listeners that would help them on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. First of all, I like to remind them, you know, make free time a priority. You know, it's important to set aside some time for yourself. And you know, it may be difficult, but just start out small. You know, a few minutes a day, socialize with friends, read, meditate. You know, if you do have a loved one who's on Medicare or Medicaid, you know, talk to the caseworker. You know, there may be respite resources that you can get an extended time for yourself. And this is very important because if you don't allow yourself to recharge those batteries, that's where I think sometimes we can get into these problems of not just their own health condition they may have themselves, but they may develop other conditions like depression. I mean, sometimes it can move into this because it can affect your mood if you don't get the time a free time for yourself to kind of recharge those batteries, whatever that may be for you, taking a walk, reading or meditating, whatever it may be, find that time first.
And maybe if there's somebody listening who is taking care of somebody and you might be thinking, well, how can I get free time? Who's gonna take care of my loved one? I'm pretty sure there are groups and organizations out there that might be able to help out, maybe even just for a couple hours. I know there's in-home nurse or at-home nursing now where they can, you know, I think at a reasonable price, take care of your loved one for a couple hours, and that gets you outside, right? So maybe you just got to do a little research, because I know that some caregivers aren't going to want to leave their loved one. They're going to be worried about that, right? So I'm sure there's people that can help with that.
Right. You know, we do want them to take a look at that and find some kind of support mechanism, whether that could be in their own community, whether that could be within their own family. You know, Health and Human Services operates a website called eldercare.gov, which is a nationwide service that connects older Americans and their caregivers to information locally. You know, I've always been a big proponent of looking into your religious community or youth organizations, whether it's Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Oftentimes they can perform some sort of program or service that can give a little bit of a break, and oftentimes that's what's needed, is just that break, and knowing that, okay, my loved one's taken care of for a little while, and I can go do what I need to do to take care of myself.
So what's another tip that you would give to them that they can do every day?
Well, you know, sometimes, and what we've seen here at Express Scripts, is depression can be an issue. You know, some reports estimate that 20% of family caregivers suffer from depression, which is about twice the rate we see in the normal population. And one of the concerns we have is that, through the numbers we saw, that those caregivers who take antidepressants are less adherent to actually taking them the way they should be. And as we know, most antidepressants take time to work, and missing those doses can only delay the beneficial effect. So if you start seeing some of those signs of depression, like a continuous low mood, low self-esteem, lack of motivation, or neglecting those hobbies that you once loved, or unexplained aches and pains, you know, make sure you seek the right professional help, and whether that be a support group or whether it be more professional-type counseling. And if your physician does prescribe an antidepressant, make sure you take it, because we don't want to ignore that, because it's only going to get worse if you have more and more of these kind of problems.
Do you think the compliance issue might be that they're just so engrossed, so focused and committed to their loved one, that it's just simply taking care of themselves, I guess, is just not really at the front of their mind?
Yeah, that's absolutely it, and that's part of that message I wanted to help deliver, is to let them know that, you know, not only is it okay, it's necessary. It is necessary as a caregiver, stop, take a breath, and say, okay, what can I do for me to make sure that I can give 100% to this person? Because over time, it's going to be rough. And you know, the next tip I have for most people is exercise and sleep. It's amazing how much good a little exercise can do, even if it's walking around the block.
Right. Exercise, sleep, take care, especially if you have depression or any other medications that you need to be taking. Make sure you're compliant with that. Put that first, and then you can take care of your loved one. I was a EMT, Dr. Reyes, before I went to medical school, and they said that if the EMT at an accident doesn't take care of himself first, you're not going to be able to help anybody else. And I think that same thing kind of applies here, right? The caregiver really needs to focus. Where can people interact with you, ask you questions, Dr. Reyes?
Sure. Go to our website at labexpress-scripts.com. A lot of great information about what we talked about today. A lot of good information on how a pharmacist can help.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. Such an important issue. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.